Last month, scientists in the General Conference of Weights and Measures voted unanimously to redefine the kilogram. And as of May 20th, 2019, a physical piece of metal will no longer be used to define the weight of a kilogram. Joining us now is Patrick Abbott, who's a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Patrick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's good to be here.
So before we talk about the new standard for the kilogram, tell us about the old way of measuring. They used an actual cylinder of metal.
Yes, that's right. Since the year 1889, the world's standard for mass has been defined by what is known as the International Prototype Kilogram, which is a cylinder of metal, as you say, platinum iridium alloy, 90% platinum, 10% iridium, that resides at the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in Sèvres, which is a little area just outside of Paris. Mm-hmm. And it has served as the world's mass standard for over 100 years now, and it's about to be replaced.
Well, and it stays constant at the same weight all the time? It never changes even a little tiny bit?
So it's very interesting. We know from differential measurements, that is comparisons against other masses, that it does change by a little bit on the order of micrograms, but by international agreement, the mass of the International Prototype Kilogram is always defined to be exactly 1 kilogram, no matter what.
Why do you need a physical object to tie the weight of a kilogram to?
Well, it's been the most practical and really easy way to realize a unit of mass. Before the International Prototype Kilogram came into being, there was simply a standard that was based on volume of water. It was 1,000 milliliters of water, and that was defined to be 1 kilogram. Mm. Overall, it's a very easy way to realize a unit with an artifact. But as you pointed out earlier, its stability with time is somewhat suspect, and there are all sorts of problems that could possibly change the artifact.
Okay, so that brings us to today, and the scientists have decided they don't need that physical object. What are they doing now? What are they going to use to determine what a kilogram is?
Well, it turns out that there is an experiment that can relate mass to a constant of nature, which is the Planck constant, and it's a constant that comes out of the branch of physics known as quantum mechanics. This constant can be related to mass through an experiment that measures virtual power.
But you can't actually hold it in your hand. There's nothing physically there, right?
The best way to kind of look at it is when you get on your bathroom scale in the morning, you have some confidence that it's right, mm-hmm. correct? Because there's a spring in there, and that spring changes its length with the application of the force that mm-hmm. you put on it when you stand on there. Now, there's some sort of a proportionality constant that you multiply by the change in the spring, and that gives me a fair representation of the mass. It's the same idea with the experiments that are being used, and the Kibble balance is the official name of the experiment that NIST does. So what happens is you actually put in an artifact, a kilogram artifact, whose mass you do not know. I mean, you know it's 1 kilogram nominally, but you don't know whether it's plus a little bit or minus a little bit. Mm-hmm. You put it on this little pan, and it's sort of like a scale, and it wants to go down. Well, what the experiment does is it creates an electromagnetic force that tries to offset the force of gravity so that it just stays in one position. And by measuring the power that it takes to do that and multiplying by the Planck constant, we can get the mass of the artifact. So it's kind of like you stand on the scale, the amount of power that it takes to keep the mass in one place is what changes, and then we multiply that by the Planck constant, and then you get mass.
But you're basically taking a physical object and replacing it with a math problem.
Exactly. It becomes an experiment. That's right. The idea is to bring mass into the same realm as all of the other quantities, for instance, length. The way that we define length is not through a stick, a yardstick, or a meter bar anymore. The way it's done now is through the speed of light. We know very precisely, in fact, it's defined with no uncertainty, we know the speed of light, and we know how to measure time very, very accurately. Distance is velocity times time. So if I take the speed of light and I multiply that by a certain amount of time, I can get exactly 1 meter. And that's the definition of length. So in a sense, it does the same thing. It takes a physical object and turns it into a math problem. I think that's a good way of putting it. And all of the units are going to be defined that way. No more artifacts at all. The kilogram was the last one.
So what does this mean to you? You're in a country, one of the only countries on Earth, that doesn't use the metric system officially.
Well, officially we don't, but practically we do. The entire metric system came about as an international agreement back in 1875 at the convention of the Treaty of the Meter, where the world agreed that units had to be standardized for mostly purposes of trade. The United States was one of the signatories of that treaty, and as a result, we were given two prototype kilograms that are copies of the international prototype kilogram, and then we convert into the traditional units that we use in the United States.
That is Patrick Abbott, who's a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, part of the Commerce Department here in the United States. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you can see a photo of the old measure of a kilogram. It's in a glass case, kind of looks like something you'd put a cake in, at hereandnow.org.